Welcome to the Innate Vitality Code podcast, your source of science-backed information and inspiration on holistic healing, building resilience, trauma recovery, and self-love. I'm your host, Dr. Andrea Pennington. I'm an integrative physician, acupuncturist, and positive psychology neuroscience nerd. For over 20 years, I've been healing and teaching in my wellness practice, in the media, on stages, and around the world, as part of my soul's mission to end suffering and raise the consciousness on the planet. This podcast does not provide medical advice or psychotherapy. Consult your healthcare provider before implementing what you hear on this show. Hello, beautiful soul. Have you ever heard the expression that emotions are like children? You don't want them driving the car, but you also don't lock them in the trunk. Well, one of my specialties is helping people feel comfortable with those uncomfortable emotions. In traditional Chinese medicine, we look at emotion as energy in motion. And if we try to stuff them away or block them away or eat them away or numb out, that energy still has to go somewhere and we need to release it. And that doesn't mean that you get to blow up and go off on people, but you can move the energy in healthy ways. The first thing that we have to be willing to do is to actually face and accept the emotions, including the things like anger or rage or resentment, because that is our first step toward healing. One of the ways that I help people do that is with a five-step mindfulness meditation called the attunement process. It allows you to bring calm to the body and the brain. It allows you to decrease the stress hormones, tune into your heart, tune into a field of loving kindness and compassion so that you can get the message from those emotions. Because typically our feelings, whether physical or emotional, are usually messengers. Feelings want to give us a message, just like a little indicator on your car wants to tell you to get gas or change the oil or check your tire pressure. Our body is really a mirror of the subconscious mind. So if we've tried to deny our feelings, if we've stuffed them away, eventually that energy will erupt in some form, often in the body, in the form of pain, aches and pains, or actual disease processes. And of course, we know that those blocked emotions can affect us mentally and emotionally with anxiety, with brain fog and confusion or depression. So I'm going to walk you through the five steps of the attunement process. Step one is allow. We allow ourselves to get into the present moment without resistance. Now, again, most of us, if we're on this spiritual path, we often don't want to admit that we have anger or jealousy or anything quote unquote negative. But we have to face these emotions. And for some people who have complex PTSD, they may have a history of trauma, being in touch with those feelings can sometimes become so overwhelming. It can trigger the nervous system in such a way that they either start having flashbacks or memories or emotional eruptions that are uncomfortable. But the only way to heal from them is to go through them. Now, for some, it may be that you need to do this with a therapist or a coach in a safe container. But I'm going to walk you through what you can do on your own. And if something strong comes up, I've got some recommendations for you as well. So in step one, when we say allow, we allow ourselves to take five deep breaths to get into the present moment, usually breathing in to the count of four, holding it for 2 to 4 seconds, and then exhaling to the count of four. And again, if you can pause again before your next inhale, that would be great. When we take those slow, gentle breaths in and out, it brings down the stress response and it activates the relaxation response. This tells our brain that there is no tiger, there is no major threat. So of course you want to get to a place where you can actually benefit from this. So many of my clients tell me that the only place they can get rest from the family is to go to the bathroom. So yes, you could do this in the bathroom or in the closet or in your car. Sometimes I used to do these in meetings. Nobody has to know you're doing it. So in step one, we allow ourselves to take 5 deep breaths to get into the present moment, and then allow your mind or your awareness to focus on whatever comes up. What comes up in your mind? Are there thoughts, maybe judgments, like, oh, I shouldn't be doing this, I'm not doing it right, but wait, I need to go return that email, oh, I forgot to pick up the... Just allow it to be there and see if you can become the witness that just says, oh, there's a lot of thoughts, mind chatter, turbulence, without judging it. Because mindfulness is about being aware of what is without the judgment, without rejecting it, and without rejecting yourself for having these thoughts. Next, allow yourself to become aware of what's going on in the body. Here's a good time to do a body scan, where you start at the top of your head and imagine that there's like a light scanning your head and your neck and your shoulders, and you're basically looking for any tension or pain or tightness. So we just allow ourselves to get in tune with the body, and if something comes up, we just shine a light of awareness on that tension or pain, again, without judgment, without cursing it, without wishing it weren't there. As soon as we can ease into that, we're often able to take this next step, and that is to ask that pain or that tension, what's your message for me? Because often our body is trying to communicate a message. So as we scan the body, as we allow whatever comes into mind, whatever we feel, without judging it, without trying to stuff it away, and without judging ourselves for having these experiences, we become better and better able to take the standpoint of the witness, becoming the witness, because that is what's needed for us to recognize that I am not my body, and I am not my thoughts, and I'm not all the judgments that I have about my body or my thoughts. I am the witness. I am the essence that animates this body. So that is our first step in the attunement process. It is allow. And normally, once we've acknowledged and allowed these feelings and things to come up, or maybe it's a situation that we're focused on in that day, we move to step two. Step two is attune. So just like if we were tuning a piano and you hit a tuning fork and it creates resonance amongst the instruments or strings around it, we are like a human antenna, and we pick up the vibration, the frequencies that are all around us. Sometimes we're only tuned into the negative stuff, or maybe we're only emitting negative stuff. But what if you tuned into the positive? Because just like with radio stations and TV stations, those sound and radio waves are around us all the time. And if you dialed in the antenna of your, the tuner of your car radio, for example, or a station, you would pick up that frequency. So now I'm asking you to see what it would be like if you tuned in to the radio station WLUV that all day, every day, just emits positive, loving frequencies. Very often when we do this, we imagine a compassionate figure. So that could be an angel. It could be the Buddha, Christ, Muhammad, Solomon, a saint. It could be a grandparent who's passed on, or a beloved pet. But you imagine a compassion figure. Could be a historical figure, like Gandhi, Mother Teresa. You imagine that that being is sending waves of loving kindness toward you. And yes, you imagine that you actually receive and accept those loving wishes. This is a time when you can also send that energy to yourself. So if in step one, you had this thought come up like, I can't believe I said that. I know I hurt my friend's feelings. Oh, I'm such an idiot, right? So maybe you allowed yourself to think those thoughts. Well, in step two, you can direct compassion toward yourself. Like, yeah, that really was a tough conversation. Maybe we could have handled it better, but you know what? I'm here for you, and I wish you a peaceful resolution. It's my sincere desire that you know true happiness. that you may be free from suffering. It is my sincere wish that you be peaceful and live with ease. So the loving kindness or metta meditation is a practice that we can practice for ourselves. We can send out those waves of positivity to other people, and we can also receive that. So in step two, this is usually where we're tuning into love. We may recite those phrases. May I know true happiness. May I be free from suffering. May I be truly well in body, mind, and heart. And may I live peacefully and with ease. And if you can, you send those waves out to other people as well, particularly if there's been some conflict and you want to help resolve it on a more etheric or spiritual level. Then we move to step three of the attunement process, and that is align. Normally, when we've opened up, we've allowed ourselves to feel what we feel, to look at situations and the body for what it is. We've invited in compassion from a higher being or from our highest self. And then in step three, we align the mind with the mind of the divine or a higher state of consciousness. So this is a moment when we consciously choose to let go of the ego's desire to have my way. So instead of saying it's got to be my way, it's like, for at least for this moment, may my mind be aligned with the mind of God or the mind of peace, or let my mind be guided by love. In that opening, in that allowing, in that inviting this higher state of consciousness, many people will change their whole brainwave pattern and connect to something bigger than them, this field. And that opens up the opportunity for those aha moments of insight and awareness. When we take off the blinders where we've only got tunnel vision on having things our one way, when we let go of that, suddenly new opportunities, new possibilities come. And if it doesn't come right when you're doing this meditation process, at least by opening up, you will have the vision to see it maybe later on. Then we move to step four. Step four is asking for inspiration, or only taking inspired action. So if you don't know what to do next in your life, then you ask, may I be guided? And you make a commitment to only take inspired action. Instead of what we typically do, most of us, is we want to look busy, we want to be in the process of fixing. So sometimes we just do stuff without it really necessarily being inspired or leading us to a peaceful resolution or the successful accomplishment of our goals. So instead, we're saying, I will wait. Instead of taking random action, I might actually take no action unless it's inspired action. This is inviting your intuition to kick in and inviting you to trust it. The fifth step of the attunement meditation process is appreciation. Now, we know that the research tells us that every micro moment of positive emotion builds up psychological capital. It's like a positive energy bank account. And so rather than waiting for positive things to happen in your environment, you can be the conscious creator of positive emotion. And we begin that with appreciation. So before we leave this meditative process, we look for anything around us or anything that's come up that we can truly say we are grateful for. What can you appreciate right now? That even though things may be bad, even though you may be in pain, even though you're going through a process of healing or recovery, what is one, two, or three things that you could say you're truly grateful for? If you can leave the process with appreciation, and maybe it's appreciation for yourself, like thanking yourself for taking this few minutes for self-care, for self-love, appreciating the part of you that was courageous enough to face those emotions, appreciating your inner child for carrying so much of maybe some of the pain through all these years. When we leave this process, we typically have a little bubble of positivity around us. And the more that we stay tuned in and looking for positivity and looking to be of contribution to others and looking for things that we can appreciate or even humor can help, then we end up perpetuating this energy, and what we put out to the world is what we tend to tune into and get more of. So this is just a quick summary of the attunement process. Each month, on the second Tuesday of the month, I lead a live guided meditation and a teaching on the principles of the Real Self-Love Handbook. The Real Self-Love Handbook includes the attunement process, but it also includes a five-step process for liberating your authentic self, building resilience, and architecting an epic life. So each second Tuesday of the month, I go live. It's totally free. I do a little bit of teaching on a concept from the book, and then I lead you in this attunement meditation. And quite often we'll call forth your inner child. Maybe it's your inner critic that needs some attention so that you can resolve some of the drama. This can help you heal from the past. It can help you start to rewire your brain and reprogram your subconscious mind to let go of those limiting beliefs and the stories of the past that have held you back, and to embrace a more heroic and inspired future, all based in reality, all based in your authentic self and in connection with a power that is greater than us all. So thank you for watching this video. I look forward to seeing you in the Real Self Love Live. The link is below this video description, and I welcome your questions. If you're curious of how this can work with complex PTSD or anxiety, shoot me a question. All of the answers are also in the Real Self-Love Handbook, which is also available as an audiobook. Many of the guided meditations you can download for free, including the attunement meditation, and our life writing program, using journaling to resolve problems of the past, to again reprogram your subconscious mind and start writing a more empowered future. All of that comes from the Real Self-Love Handbook, and I teach it each month in the Real Self-Love Live. So thank you again for tuning in. I look forward to connecting with you again soon. Much love and many blessings. Vitality Code Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with a friend, rate the podcast, and subscribe. This helps me with getting my message out to a wider audience. For show notes and other episodes, visit innatevitality.com/podcast. That's vitality.com/podcast. You can also sign up for my free masterclass series. Each month, I take a deep dive into the topics of holistic healing, resilience, trauma recovery, and self-love. Just visit innatevitality.com.